With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good morning, Dublin.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock.
You're listening to FM 104.
Hello, hello. You know.
Friday morning. Can mean only one thing. The man with the plan for the box is in his jocks with no socks. Hey, Podge.
What is the starting moment?
With hairier locks.
Yes, hairy rocks.
Have you gone to the barbers yet, Podge? You know, the barbers.
No. There's a good lad comes round here now. Sketch is his name.
Sketch?
Sketch the barbers, yeah.
I just make sure I clean up after myself in the shower and no one gives out to me.
The people always give out to you in the shower?
From outside the door, yeah. But you know what, like, you can't even...
Yeah, look, you've never been in the dry, so they get a lot closer to go out to you there.
Like, health and safety or whatever, you can't even lock yourself into the jacks anymore in houses because they let you be able to open them from the outside.
Go on, if you got one of those new gaffs that has an opening jacks on the outside, do you have a phone in your jack?
No. So thankfully I don't need to go in Cuban barbers, no.
What about you, you curly headed freak? They must have curls coming, like, you probably can't fit in the car now, can you not?
And have you gone for a fizzy drink yet?
No, we have not left the gaff, lads. Have you left the gaff?
Not for that.
Like, you have
stuff.
A job now, you know that. Like, me and Jim don't really have jobs.
Yeah, I think I work harder than you though, Podge.
Oh, no,
all
no,
you have
no,
is
no,
control. No,
like, any work at all is harder than me, you know. Well, unless you're in the cabinet. I'm the Minister for the West of Ireland's chips. Which, by the way, I've been to Galway. They are geek. Frozen chips in every chipper. Forget it.
Are they? How do they get away with that?
They're qualities. They don't know any better. They still, when you go down there, they still ask you, does Bosco live in Dublin?
What's the answer to that?
Yeah, him and Marion have a gaff together, but they're not cohabiting. He's in the box room.
Hey!
Speaking of wicks, here's what's in the box where you're sitting in your jaws.
It's Podgy's TV Guide.
Right, Podgy. I'm going to start with something that's not for everyone. It's probably for you, Jim. Nobby, you can't watch it.
Okay.
You cannot watch this, and I'll tell you here for why. It is not suitable for kids. If there are kids living two doors down from you, don't put this on Netflix. If there's kids on your road, don't watch it.
Okay.
Eric Andre legalized everything. He does kind of prank shows on the telly in America.
Okay.
Oh, man. Like, bananas. Bananas.
Actually, I'm going to give you something to balance that up, because if you're saying don't watch it if there's kids around, I have something that kids will love. It's also on Netflix. It's called 72 of the Cutest Animals. It's on Netflix, and they show you various animals from around the world, and they are ridiculously cute, and they're counting them down for you.
Now, is there any educational information involved?
There is, yeah. They show you every animal. There's lots of the ones I'd never even heard of before.
Step into the incredible and often unexplored world of cute animals.
You've only got to take one look at the face. Really adorable, really cute.
Especially the teeny tiny one. Couldn't believe that something could be that cute.
A great animal. I love them.
Look at his face. Ain't he the cutest?
But how do you measure cute? There are thousands of cute animals in the world. But what if we judged cuteness on not only how the animals look, but also on what they do, think, and how they behave?
You know, your kids will be going, oh, look, that's so cute. Can we get one of them?
Yeah, I don't really have time for learning stuff though, Jim, you know. Even if it's accidental.
Yeah.
I tell you what else has started on Netflix. It came out last Friday. Eurovision, the story of Fire Saga, the movie. Have you seen this?
Will Ferrell.
It's a Will Ferrell and Rachel McAdams. I read a review of it and it said, this film is every bit as bad as the Eurovision.
And is it?
Yeah, but that's the point. I watched it last night, lads. I think it was rapid.
Ever since we were children, we've had one dream.
Winning the Eurovision Song Contest.
All right, everyone. I am Lars. This is Sigrid. We are Fire Saga.
Who wants to hear a Eurovision song?
All of Iceland think we are a joke.
That's not true.
And my father is ashamed of me.
No, he's not.
He looked me into the eyes and said, I am ashamed of you.
Maybe he was drunk.
He said, and you might think that I'm drunk, but I am dead sober.
Idiot.
It was rapid. Now,
okay.
You have to be into the Eurovision. If you're not into the Eurovision, don't watch it. You'll hate it.
That's a side
of
you.
Everybody in Ireland's into the Eurovision, aren't they?
Yeah, you have to be into it even like tongue-in-cheek, like for the skit, because there's lots of skit and in-jokes and like lots of people. I'm surprised Danny Logan's not in it, put it that way, because Conchita Wurst is in it and everything. Graham Norton is in it.
Excellent.
Loads of people turning up in it. And I think now, lads, we finally found a Will Ferrell film that Crossy will love. Crossy doesn't find them funny at all. But I've worked out why that is. Crossy doesn't like any film where you don't cry in the end. As stupid as this film is, I'll put money on Crossy crying at the end of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Eurovision is also a side, Podgy, I didn't think you'd be into.
You have to. Like some of the stuff, it's mental. It's mental.
It is funny. Eurovision is funny if you think about it. Yeah.
Do you remember Lordi, Hard Rock Hallelujah from Finland?
Yeah.
They're even in this picture.
My recommend for this week, lads, you don't have to watch it at any particular time. It was on Channel 4 middle of last month, but I didn't see it until I saw it being recommended. It's called Murder in the Car Park, and you can stream it on all four.
Oh, I watched all of that now. I watched the last one on Monday.
I always prefer the real true crime stuff when they're UK-based. It just feels a bit closer to home or something. It starts in a pub, like all good things, and a man leaves the pub. He's not going for another pint, put it that way.
No, put it that way, yeah.
So
Murder in the car park.
The clue's in the title, Murder in the Car Park. A fella goes into a car park and I won't say what happens to him.
Yeah. Give it the go. Good luck to you.
Good luck to you, Podgy. Stream it. Watch it. Record it.
If you can dream it, you can stream it.
Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104.
So having a look at all the things that we need to know about all the things this morning. What a difference a few days makes for a sporting headline anyway, because Man City 4, Liverpool 0. The hangover is what it says on the back of the Star this morning.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
Well, they obviously, did go a little bit mad after winning. You know?
Yeah.
Bit tired and emotional from everything. That happens. But yeah, it's pretty weird when you see that happen a few days afterwards. Nice of Pep to say the certain things that Liverpool did where you can see why they won, though. When you can say that after still beating the team 4-0.
Look, it took the heat off Spurs.
Yeah, what happened there? Yeah, Spurs. Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know. Spurs haven't won anything in their acting like they have.
Teachers dash hopes of full school return in September. They're casting serious doubts for the return in late August or September, and they've warned it cannot happen on the basis of current public health guidance around social distancing. So you're hearing the medical side from one end and the teachers are going, we can't do it.
Well, hopefully that'll change, hopefully that'll change. But they have to go back. They have to. They just have to, for everybody, they have to go back.
The Health Protection Surveillance Centre advises there is no need for physical distancing for pupils up to and including those in second class primary, but a minimum 1 metre should apply for older students after that.
Why is that? They haven't explained why that is.
I think it's the fact that the spread amongst particular ages under and including second class is just so low.
It's a smaller group of people they meet, yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't know. As you say, a lot could change. It is almost 2 months away.
Yeah, I mean, you do see groups of, you know, teenagers, and during the whole lockdown, I've just seen them sort of, they hang around in big gangs, and it hasn't gone through the distancing thing at all.
Yeah, well, they need to look at those numbers and see, you know, has that actually caused, obviously, you don't know amongst older people, but has that caused spikes amongst their peers? And
yeah,
if it has or hasn't, could that help look at schools? But yeah, everyone needs to get back. They need to get back for their own education and before our parents leave and go to a desert island and never come back.
Dr. Tony Houlihan is front page of a lot of the papers this morning, and he really is heroic stuff. He's been going through a very tough personal time as well, with his wife not being well, and he's now taking time off from his duties to look after his family and to be doing all that, and everything he's done for all of us while going through that in the background is just incredible. So thank you, Dr. Houlihan, and I think everybody appreciates the work he's done. And it really is just, it's a incredible story, isn't it?
Yeah, to have all that going on, obviously he must have had his wife's blessing to be able to dedicate so much time over the last few months to be there day in, day out, weekends,
yeah,
evening time. So, yeah, absolutely. A friend of mine knows him, and I think at night time he was getting home in the small hours to have a toasted ham and cheese sandwich without waking people up and go back to work the next day. So it can't have been easy. A man who clamped a GoSafe van says he did it to give people a laugh during lockdown. The clip, which has been going around, Donegal man Mark McGrath approached the speed monitoring vehicle and placed what looks like a clamping device on it. He's dressed, if you've seen him, he's in his high-vis jacket. It's in Lifford. And he tells the camera he's turning the tables on the GoSafe operators. So, I mean, you can still do speed checks on them. Where does everyone... Yeah. Like, look, I when I see those vans, especially if they're in, like, really ridiculous places that are just there to collect money, I notice a lot of people flash each other in cars to warn.
Yeah.
Is that against... Well, it probably is against
the
rules.
I think that's an offence. I think technically that's an offence. Hard to prove, you know. You could just say, I'll just say hello to them.
I just hit off me high beam stock.
Yeah, well, there's lots of guards to listen.
Well, these aren't guards in these vans, so maybe the guard is. Well, I'm sure they do care.
They'd know if it's an offence, though, to flash.
It definitely is an offence to flash. Always. Always.
Pubs urged to behave. Rogue pubs that flout the COVID rules could stop thousands more opening in 2 weeks' time, says Tony Houlihan in one of his last conferences.
So the pubs that open on the 20th, they don't have to do the food thing. Is that right?
No, they're like what we were saying, it was messaging during the week. They're real pubs. They focus just on fizzy drinks.
Yeah.
Other pubs have massive kitchens. Smaller pubs don't do the food thing. So if you do the food thing, you're open now. If it's just a pub, it's the 20th.
Now, a lot of...
You need to be careful.
A lot of pubs are saying this morning, if we don't get any sort of financial assistance, we won't be around.
Yeah, I noticed there's a lot of things. Like, we're going to be talking to comedian Eric Lawler later on, and all the comedians are off the stage. They're not making any money. All the entertainers are off stage. DJs, musicians... And a lot of I saw this yesterday, Dara Rain was getting upset with it because an awful lot of the big venues around the UK are shutting their doors. You know, people, there was one particular one that it looked like sort of an Olympia size one, and it was closing down, 85 staff, and it would be on the circuit that all the comedians play on, and Dara Rain's going, not another one, because a lot of these theatres are closing down and people are losing their jobs because entertainment is not considered an essential service, and all these people are sort of up in the air at the moment.
I definitely argue that for people's mental health, perhaps it is. Also, you'll hear Eric say, and it makes sense, you can do virtual gigs all you like. The whole way stand-up works is you're feeding off that energy from the crowd. They're reacting to...
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Jokes, laughing, being shocked, whatever it is. And you don't get that reaction on a Zoom call. So you're like, is this working? Am I funny? Am I not funny?
Yeah, so. it's like the, when you're at home watching a stand-up show and you're kind of chuckling to yourself, it's like, ha, 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 yeah. But when you're in a room and everyone else is laughing out loud, it really helps you enjoy it more, and you sort of just gives that extra twist that you just can't do virtually. Unless somebody can invent a way to. I mean, music can be enjoyed like that. So
yeah, well, it's a bit like, you're supposed to listen to music in your headphones or going to a live gig. They're different.
But everybody, every entertainer we've ever interviewed, they'll all say, it's all about the live. Come and see the live show. Come and see the play. Come and see the gig, you know.
And it's tough for
Canadians. It's live. It's where the magic happens.
In many cases, it's all they know. And many don't have TV show outlets where they can, you know, be on big shows because they're not famous, but they're still very, very good. So, yeah, it won't help the industry if it continues anyway. That's how she's all looking this morning. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104. Welcome to Friday. It's the 3rd of July. We are still looking for frontline people to get in touch to give you a bit of love and the cuddle mug. And we've had night shift workers just coming home after a night shift from Dunn's, working away all night there. How's it going? That was Dave Lyons. That's a good DJ name there, isn't it? Over to Dave Lyons from Dunn's.
Dave Lyon Dunn's.
Hello, Jim, and I, myself, and my girlfriend, a frontline staff. She's a nurse, and I'm a healthcare assistant in St. James's. Can we have a cuddle mug, please? So do you guys have to isolate from each other now, or how does that work?
Well, we'll give you one if you come on and talk to us.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, if you let us be nosy about your job, that mean a job that can't be done from home, we'd love to hear from you. 087-679-7104. Maura Higgins. Says,
I've got to tell you a story now in a second. Go on.
She said that she would never let anyone walk all over because she openly talks about jiggery pokery, but she says that fans absolutely get the wrong idea about her.
What's the wrong idea?
Just because she was in Love Island talking about action, people think she's just going to go in and do all sorts with the fella. I think guys who meet her are then assuming things about her. And she's like, that's not the case, lads. You know, I still need to get to know you. So
yeah, don't assume nothing.
At the beginning,
I the only thing I'd assume is that she wouldn't be around for dates because she'd be too busy because she's carving out a big career for herself in London. There'd be no point in asking her out.
So the best thing she did after Love Island was coming home, taking a bit of time out, spending with her family, and just, I suppose, kind of switching off.
I've got a story for you here, Nobby. I need the scary music.
Scary music.
Okay. Apologies if you're a sensitive soul, but this is unreal. So Jack P. Shepherd.
David Platt, everyone else.
David Platt from Curry. He was at home and his missus said, here, bin night, off you go.
I do have to.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
Do I have to do bins?
He goes round to his bins and a horrific incident happened.
Does this involve a rodent?
It does. How do you know that?
I don't know. I just I can tell by where your voice, everything, bins.
Well, where he lives, there's been a rodent problem.
Not rats and bin juice combined. I can't take this.
So he was on a podcast explaining this recently. He said, it was nighttime. I had my big slippers on. He was pulling the wheelie bins out.
Oh, dragging them
out
already.
To the street. He was dragging the bins out to the street. And there must have been a rat in one of the bins that he was pulling behind him in his big slippers.
Well, the lid was closed, though.
The lid was closed.
Wasn't it?
But the rat thought, oh, I don't like this moving bin. I'm jumping.
Oh.
So he jumped out of the bin.
How did he jump? Like, how do you push the lid open on a wheelie bin?
Some rats are strong.
Can they do that?
Yeah.
Right, go
obviously
on.
If you can get in, you can get out. I don't know. Rats are clever. Anyway, the rat jumped out of the bin.
Yeah.
Onto the back of Jack P. Shepherd's neck.
No, no, no.
And clung on to him with his dirty little claws.
You're making that up now. Stop.
I swear.
Oh.
He sort of slithered down my body and rolled onto the floor. A great fat bee rat. Massive, slimy. He'd been in my bin. He was disgusting. Covered in bin juice, Nobby.
But did they... When they go for your neck, did they not, like, stab you with their teeth and kill you?
The rat was jumping out. He was jumping out. Ah, you play a rat on curry. I play a rat in real life.
Oh.
Anyway, he felt sorry for the rat.
Why?
You see, he said he screamed and the rat jumped and slammed to the ground where it landed on its neck. He jumped. He hit his neck. He must have hurt himself on the back of my neck because he rolled down my body for an eternity before he landed on the floor. So he was kind of sliding down him. I was bloody terrified, he said.
Slow-mo rat.
He ran off into someone's garden. The bin lid was open because the bin bag didn't quite go in. And I took my clothes off and had to get into the shower.
Oh.
Jesus.
And he was a drowned rat.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I don't think I'd ever be able to put the bins out again. It wouldn't be right after that.
Oh, my God.
I hate them. Jumping on your neck as well and sliding
jumping
down.
Like, making contact. They're so cold and... slimy. Ugh,
are they cold?
Disease.
Yeah, you touched a rat.
I had to, when I killed a rat, I had an incident. I had to kill a rat with a mop. He was attacking me and my kids.
You didn't touch him.
I killed him with a, he'd had poison, so he was off his banger. He was like a, you know.
All right.
He was coming at me. All right, have you got any more of that poison?
I think I had a few blue pills, Val.
And I had to hit him and. Then I had to pick him up and put him in a bin.
Yeah, but you didn't leave him on the ground for 12 hours till rigor mortis set in, did you? Like, he wasn't cold.
No. I had to put him in a black bag with my clothes.
Oh, God.
And he was heavy, you know? Really heavy. Pick him up by the tail. Ugh.
Full of pills, the weight of me.
Right, well, oh, God.
So, careful putting your bins out. Look, the rat infestation is around where he lives. I'd say it's in a very nice suburb of Manchester because they're all on serious wedge. So,
well, yeah, but that said, if they're digging up a road near you, if they're doing something with a pipe, if there's someone getting work done two doors down, that will make the rats move.
That's exactly what happens, yeah. So just give your wheelie bin a bit of a rumble before you start wheeling.
The tip is there, don't leave the lid peekaboo.
Yeah. Do you know what I got? And I'm telling you, this is a great thing to get. Go to a bike shop if you can get in the door because there's a queue. And get some of those bungee cords. And those bungee cords will keep your wheelie bin lids down in the wind and from rats now. So, for a couple of quid, you'll have safe bins.
Oh, I need to stop shivering. That's disgusting. If you've also been affected by this story and it gives you the creeps, let us know.
Let us know, yeah.
It's FM 104. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Now it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange. Your first stop for Hyundai, epmooney.ie.
As I look back on it now, Jim, they must have had a good bit of a laugh doing it because it was pretty cheesy the way they were dancing down the aisle. The kids were having a laugh. They're meant to be like the worst scrotes in the world and they're dancing to this song in a church.
So even when you see Midge doing his cartwheel down the aisle, Tom Von Lawler is such a posh guy in real life, but he does something with his face that makes him just look like a little scanger. I don't know how he does it. The man's a genius. He does this thing with his mouth or something. He just looks like, Ari, what are you looking at?
It continues tonight and the episode is Love Hate. And I forgot the scene where John Boy, one of the Gleeson lads, they're on the way to the church. But he's drinking a beer in the passenger seat and he has to pull over to go and have a little break, and your man John Boy goes, Don't call me allies.
Yeah, he's brilliant in it, actually. The two of them are brilliant in it.
As you're watching through it there, you forget half the people that are in it. So that's Continues Tonight, and that's the scene.
Great.
They get married.
Paul Mescal reckons his BBC series Normal People has the best script he's ever worked on. Now, I haven't seen him in anything else except for the ad for Galty.
Does he just sit in that box and talk about this show every day? Does he do anything else, like?
I think so. Well, it's just, it's getting bigger and bigger. I think he's just become somebody everyone's obsessed with, especially that character. The show, which was adapted from Sally Rooney's best-selling novel by the same name, is out on digital download today. If you go into any bookshop at the moment, you'll see Sally Rooney's stuff, both her books, prominently selling like hotcakes.
This is what it's
saying. I also saw the bestsellers for the top 10 bestsellers in fiction, all women. Go girls.
Come on, the girls.
I don't think I could have done it if I was wondering if she was like, oh, I don't know if we've got the right guy for Connell, or if we do or if we don't. Working with her, like I'm working on her script, has been definitely to date the best script that I've worked on.
High praise indeed.
Lucy Donnellan, do you remember her?
Yeah, still follow her.
She's been forced to... Why do you follow her?
On the gram.
But why?
Just cause.
She's been forced to deny ever having a boob job. She spoke to her Instagram followers after many claimed they could spot the scarring. Although what it has to do with anybody who's following her business, I don't know. But the Love Islander felt she had to set the record straight.
Everyone thinks the bit of water dripping down my boob is a scar, which in fact it's not. I'm too scared of anything like that. I've never had anything done because I'm too scared. Anything like that freaks me out. So just to let you guys know, I haven't had a boob job.
I'd say she'd go to a really good surgeon if she was, anyway. You wouldn't be able to spot stuff like that.
Well, I'd say this, when she was in Love Island, all she did was cry every single night.
Probably
so
just
I'd say it was water dripping down every night.
Introducing the checkered flag.
FM104's Instagram with Cover in a Click. Young driver car insurance specialists. See what you can save. Coverinaclick.ie.
10 questions, 60 seconds, 1,000 euro. FM104's Instagram.
And we want to give away some more money. That's the aim of the game. We've got,
and also we're going to be a bit stricter on the time, Nobby.
Yes, it was nearly 2 minutes. It's meant to be 60 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, so if you asked, you know, what town is Dungarvan in? You Dungarvan? What town? Dungarvan? What do you mean? What town? What county is Dungarvan? What do you mean? The county that Dungarvan's in? Is that what you want to know? You mean the county that? Oh, is it Waterford? So,
and here's the other rule.
Rule that out.
If at any point I hear this.
Yeah.
You're getting cut off. Won't even say goodbye to you. Anyway, all those things are irrelevant because that's not how Alex from Parmestown rolls. He's a bar person and they can do many things at once and are very quick at it. Is that right?
Are you, Alex?
It is right, yeah.
Good. You work in TGI's in Liffey Valley?
That's right.
So you must be good at making cocktails.
I'm okay, yeah.
Can you do all the throwing up in the air fancy stuff and all that?
I've been known to do it a bit, yeah.
Okay. One question though, do you think in bars there should be a separate ordering area for cocktails and a separate order area for people that just want something normal?
No. Whatever you want, I can do it.
There's nothing worse when you're standing there waiting.
I'm pretty fast, I can get your order done.
Will you be fast enough for the questions, Jim?
Now, Alex, you're a first time player. Do you know all the rules? Because we have
a
few. Okay, we have to accept your first answer. So even if you give us one answer and then change it, we have to accept the first one, okay?
Okay.
You've got 60 seconds to give us all these questions. We're going to try and get you all the questions in before the buzzer goes off. So give us an answer as fast as you can.
Yep.
Dungarvan, how are you? Don't take the long way around Dungarvan. Just reference
something
that happened
yesterday. I'd understand
very
why you want to.
Yeah, we're looking for, no Googling, no messing, no help.
No problem.
And we got 10 questions. Give us all 10 questions correct. You will win €1,000. It's been done twice this week already.
Okay.
No pressure. The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
Who is best known for playing Wolverine in the X-Men movies?
Damn it, I can't remember now.
How many degrees are there in half a circle?
108.
Mullingar is in which county?
Dublin.
Which European country's flag looks like ours, but it's green, white and red instead of green, white and orange?
Italy.
True or false, Will Smith is a Manchester United fan?
True.
What is 73 plus 42?
115.
What shirt number is associated with Lionel Messi at Barcelona since 2008?
What was that?
10.
Which EastEnders character has been married to Cindy, Mel, Laura and Jane twice?
No idea.
How many degrees are there in a right angle?
90.
And on a computer keyboard, what number key is the asterisk on?
9.
Didn't know there'd be 2 degrees questions in there. Now, this is a surprise to me as well.
This is true.
Yeah. You're good on your degrees, though.
In fairness to you, you got to the 10 when the first one gave you a wobble.
So, yeah.
Hugh Jackman, of course,
Hugh
is the
Jackman.
Answer.
Yeah. Of course,
yeah.
One of those ones that you go when you hear it. Oh, yeah, of course. Westmeath is where you'd find Mullingar. Not Dublin.
73 and 42 is 115. You gave it to us, but unfortunately you gave us the wrong answer first. And then the other one, Ian Beale in EastEnders. He's the most married character in EastEnders history.
Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable that anyone would marry him.
I know, yeah.
And Jane twice. And the other one then was the computer keyboard. You said 9 for the asterisk. It's actually 8.
8.
You're on one off. But look, Alex, you get a strawberry arm clock cuddle mug and you had a go.
You're a 5 today.
Cheers, thank you.
Thanks very much for playing.
No problem. Bye-bye.
We can't win them all. Dirt, but I like it. S Club 7 on FM 104, strawberry arm clock, Friday's nod, 8:38.
Everyone likes a bit of dirt on a Friday.
Yeah, exactly. Dirt for your takeaway, dirt for your ears. And if you were singing along to that dirt, right? Have you ever found yourself singing to the cheesier stuff, or are you more inclined to sing along to the cooler stuff? Because you've got different personalities depending on what you sing along to. If you're a Beyonce or more of a Taylor fan, you're an extrovert. And if you sing along more to the heavier, deeper stuff, maybe, you know, you're a bit of a Killers fan, or, you know, just more, you know, inverted commas, credible music, then you are a bit of neurotic.
I'm both, I think, then.
What we listen to says more about us than we realise, researchers behind a study into musical tastes have confirmed. 80,000 people were monitored. The bands they like, the musicians they like, who they follow on social media when it comes to music. And if you're a rock fan, basically, you're a bit more neurotic. I don't know how they get
what about, it. Is funk on the list?
They just kind of seem to have done cheese and cool. So,
okay.
Nirvana, Radiohead, Bowie, and then the opposite end is Beyonce and Taylor Swift, Britney Spears, the more pop stuff.
Smash Hits versus Electric Picnic.
Passionate music fans feel close bonds with their favourite musicians, even if they've never met them in person before. There's a feeling of this person knows me and I know them, even if we can all rely on is the musical influences they have and things that they write about.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And you go, oh, they're singing about me. Oh, that's me. I can relate to that. And that's the genius, I suppose, of writing a song, if you can connect with the audience. But so if you're attracted to artists whose personalities appear to match their own, we actually do kind of favour. You mightn't even realise that. So you must be very like Prince.
Yeah. Weirdo.
If you love Dermot Kennedy, then you're going to be more attracted to, I don't know how you describe him. He's kind of shy. He doesn't seem to. He's unassuming almost. Well, that's the vibe he gives off. Whether that's true or not, I don't know.
But yeah, tortured. He's a tortured soul.
So there you go. So if you just like Britney Spears and you know you're happy with life, I think that's fine too. And there's room for all of us at the musical party, which is the good news. Coming up on FM 104's.
There's room for all of us at the musical party. Oh my God.
What?
Oh my God.
Is that not true?
Yeah.
Like, there's something for everybody. On Dish the Dirt, Jason Momoa is to play Frosty the Snowman. No, seriously. And what can you watch from today that also has a snowman in it. We'll reveal more in the next few minutes.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange. Your first stop for Hyundai, epmooney.ie.
So Charlize Theron's The Old Guard gets a new action-packed trailer. It's arriving on Netflix next week. Netflix is really churning out some new stuff on the regular. And here it is.
I'm very pissed off.
Then let's go to work.
I can't do this. I got people that love me.
Everyone around you is going to grow old. It's going to die. You will lose everyone you've ever loved.
You're one of us now.
We'll walk out of here like always, together.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. It just hurts. Actually, everything hurts.
That sounds like a big wall of action.
It does. Here's a strange one, right? So, there's been a petition to block an upcoming indie flick. Paris Jackson, Michael Jackson's daughter, plays a female version of Jesus, and 275,000 people have signed this petition to ban it. Now, anytime you do a movie about any kind of major religious figure, people will try and ban it before it's even done. But so Paris Jackson plays Jesus with the gender switched around. You got Bella Thorne, Josie Ho, and Gavin Rosdale from Bush. Remember him?
The name, yeah, the name sounds familiar.
He was married to Gwen Stefani.
Oh yeah,
that fella.
Not anymore.
So anyway, it's an indie film, so they've got some unusual cast members. It's got a great soundtrack, apparently, and people are trying to ban it before they know that much more about it. But it's not going to happen, some people say.
The footballer David Ginola has been given the boot from the equivalent of France Got Talent because he's too expensive. He was also in those L'Oreal ads when his hair was a bit longer.
He was very, very quick on his feet, so he'd be a brilliant dancer.
He's 53 now, and he was getting his hotel that he was staying in doing the show was $24,000 a night. Five-star hotel.
Yeah, you always associate him with sort of luxury items, yeah.
Westlife say that they've every faith the band will get to play their rescheduled concerts next year, and Shane is even learning to play the guitar for them. How'd you like them guitar strings? Musician in Westlife.
That'll be that's something to look forward to, isn't it?
It is. It sure is. So, the other bits of Dish the Dirt news that we have for you this morning.
Oh, well, Jason Momoa, yeah. So, Jason Momoa is going to voice Frosty the Snowman in a live-action film. They're doing a live-action one. Yes, they are. Nobody asked for it, but they're doing it. And the actor will also serve as the producer on the live-action movie, according to Deadline.
Grand. Well, there's another snowman out from today. His name is Olaf.
Yeah.
And he's in Frozen 2. And you can stream it, record it, watch it. It's all out on the usual places, including Disney Plus. I think it was September last year when it came out in the cinemas.
Did you like the second one, yeah?
I did like it. I've only seen it the once now.
Yeah.
You know,
it was funny, wasn't it? Olaf was very funny in it.
He is very funny in it, yeah.
As far as I remember, yeah.
So that's something to keep them busy for an hour and a half from today. Something that I have series linked is The First Team. It's already at the finale. Ian Morris and Damon Beasley, the guys behind Inbetweeners, they've roped Gary Lineker and Jürgen into making cameos. I don't know how they got them to do it. It finished last night on BBC2, and the lads say Gary in particular was incredibly... What are they saying about Jürgen? Gary in particular was incredibly helpful on the show.
Yeah, Gary Lineker was amazing, actually, we asked. And the BBC sport team and everyone, with Sally Nugent as well, they were incredibly generous, you know, with their time. And just, obviously, they didn't know what the show was. They'd never seen it, didn't see the scripts or anything. They just very kindly... Yeah.
Could have been brass eye, didn't it?
Maybe that's what happened to Liverpool last night.
Yeah, here we go. Lineker could be pretty funny.
And Meghan Markle, there's more stuff coming out about the... They're saying that the Palace press team couldn't defend Meghan against True Stories, and she's saying that no one had my back when I was pregnant. Her lawyers have said in legal papers filed at the High Court that her mental health was damaged by negative coverage while she was pregnant.
Right.
That's big news all over the place today.
It's all very strange.
It is. And again, Paul Mescal, he's not going away anywhere. He is back in Maynooth at the moment, reunited with his family after months in lockdown. He was spotted somewhere in Kildare yesterday. A lot more clothes on this time, Jim. Just a baseball cap, some shades, denim jacket. The Irish.
He's probably picking up a pair of some more O'Neill shorts out in Kildare Village.
Maybe if the weather was better this week, he'd be in the O'Neill shorts. But he's just having a stroll around. And apparently he was in Brady's on Wednesday, if you know Brady's.
Oh, yeah.
And the pints were all socially distant and all that. I can't imagine he'd be left alone now somewhere like that, would you?
Do you not have your chain with you? No, I don't have a chain.
Have your chain.
Dublin's FM4. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. And we can now beam to the home of a comedian. Always good to talk to a comedian around this time. Eric Lawler, how are you?
Hi, Jim. Hi, Nobby. Thanks for having us. And I might be a comedian, but I'm not feeling very funny. This lockdown is really getting to me.
I'd say so.
What a start, huh?
And what
you must be itching to get back on stage, are you?
Ah, yeah. I mean, like, it's like the last gig I did was, just before lockdown, the Laughter Lounge at the end of February. It seems like a lifetime ago now at this stage, you know. I've done a couple of online gigs, but, you know, they're not the same. You need that physical energy in front of you, that instant validation that you get from a crowd, whether they like it or not. When you're trying to gig into a phone, it's obviously just silence. So you don't know whether they're laughing or not.
It's like your first gigs when you're trying it out. You're like, is this any good?
Yeah, exactly. Radio silence in the room.
Well, that's what we have. We when we play something, we don't really know if it's gone down well until we see texts coming in and stuff. So
yeah, but then you get your JNLR ratings and you know it's funny. You've been doing something right, lads.
Sometimes the results are funny, all right, yeah. Not a good way.
You know, I know that the Laughter Lounge is reopening in August for two nights. They're having a relaunch party, and I'm booked to do that.
Well, I did see you were one of the first people to offer to do free gigs for frontline workers when things go back to normal.
That was right at the start, Jim. It was a real emotive reaction. You know, I was like, it was a mixture of excitement and dread. You know, the start of the lockdown, if you remember, it seems so long ago now, but if you remember, it was quite the novelty. It was like, oh, this is deadly. We're all being told to stay at home and putting out the bins. Was like, oh my God, what an adrenaline rush. And it was very it was weird but bizarre. But then, you know, the reality kicked in and you're kind of looking at what lies ahead. And we're in this for the long haul. But at the start, I said, yeah, listen, once we get through this, I plan on putting on a massive comedy gala for the frontline workers. And that grew legs because, you know, a big Dublin venue came on board and said, yeah, we'll host it. And I was like, wow, brilliant. And then I was getting messages from medical staff around the country, like in Cork and Limerick and Galway, up in Donegal. And I was going, here, I'm going to have to do a bleeding tour. So when the gigs come back, I'll still be working for nothing.
Exactly, yeah. You talked yourself out of some money.
Yeah. But I'm hoping that if anything, God forbid, happens to me, I'll get a nice bed in the hospital, you know what I mean? There's a method to me madness. An extra slice of toast with the breakfast, maybe, you know?
So you're also doing a TV show. Socially Distant is the new show. One part at the moment, but there could be more coming. We don't know. What's it about?
Well, about a week into lockdown, Jim, I got a script sent to me by James Cotter. He said he'd written this in one day, kind of encapsulate the feeling of lockdown. And it's about an Irish family dealing with the pandemic via the means of, you know, FaceTime, video, WhatsApp, family groups. So all the shots are screened like that. So we all, obviously, when the lockdown, we were all at home. So we all had to shoot our own shots. James would send us a storyboard and kind of the angles of the shots he would like. I would basically go out and I'd shoot five or six scenes on my phone, five or six attempts at the one scene on my phone. And I'd send it back to James and James would go, yeah, I like it. I like it. Good angles, good sound. Can you try me better, for God's sake? So then I'd go off and it'd be better. And I'd send it back and you go, that's deadly, Eric. Nice one, thank you. I was out on the road filming shots because I was walking down the street carrying parcels for one of the shots and I was in the car doing shots. I think my neighbours thought I had a breakdown because, like, the lockdown had just started.
He's really going, missing Fair City. Look at him doing his own pretend.
Yeah, look at your man filming himself doing self. He's not a care in the world. You think he is?
Did he give you a new appreciation for, you know, the other side of the camera, and when you say angles and directing shots? And...
Absolutely, Nobby. Spot on there, pal. Like, it's like, you know, as an actor, you just walk on set and you say your lines, but there's a new definitely a new appreciation, because we have to look after our own costume and fix our hair in a certain way, and the lighting had to be right, the sound had to be right. We did download a special app, which is a good camera app for our TV production, so we all worked on that. But yeah, definitely, Nobby, it kind of it opened my eyes to what goes into making a little TV show.
I have to ask, because everybody will want to know now, what's the name of the app?
Oh, sorry, hang on, I have it on my phone here. everyone's going, oh, hurry up, Bertie, will you? Right, here it is. It's called Open Camera. Open Camera.
Open Camera.
It films really high quality videos. And it's really good, and you can set the exposure and all that kind of stuff. It's quite technical, but we had good people remotely informing us how to use it properly. Yeah, the results are good. To be honest with you, I got stuck into it, and it was brilliant. For 4 or 5 weeks of the lockdown, I had this to do. It's something to focus on, and it was great for me. You know, it's not bad at all. It's actually very good. And here we go on RT1, showing it this Sunday night at 10:35, straight after The Young Offenders and Derry Girls.
Oh,
so we're in the same company there. I hope a few people are still hanging on by the time them two shows are over, you know.
Oh, that's a nice little three comedies in a row. Deadly.
A lot of comedy in it. Some very touching, poignant moments in it as well. I hope and pray people will enjoy it. And please God, going forward, RT might give us an L series.
Well, hopefully, yeah. Socially Distanced, the name of it. It's on Sunday night on RT1. And hopefully we'll see you back on stage as well soon, Eric.
Thanks very much, Jim. Thanks, Nobby.
Cheers,
stay safe,
Eric.
Lads, and I'll see you soon.
Look after yourself.
You too. Cheers, man.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock. Strawberry Alarm Clock. FM 104.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.